This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Can we fix it? Yes, we can. You don't need to have kids or grandkids to know that that's the slogan of Bob the Builder. Well, the man you're about to meet is the creator of that talented tradesman. Keith Chapman is the originator of Bob the Builder and also created or co-created Fifi and the Flower Tots and Rory the Racing Car. Well, his latest show, Little Charlie Bear, has recently launched on ABC2 and he's in Australia to let us know all about it. Hi, Keith.
Hi, Katrina.
How did you get your start in children's television?
Well, I've always drawn cartoons. And I've always been into that stuff, you know, writing children's books and wanted to create a character that would become world famous. That's been a sort of long-term ambition. And then I had the good fortune of working with Jim Henson, the Muppets guy, and met some brilliant people. And that kind of made me even more determined, you know, working on the Muppets and all those characters. So I kind of just beavered away, really, in my spare time. And came up with Bob after seeing a digger digging up the road in London. I had three boys and used to tell them Bob stories when they were young. And then the next thing you know, I'm sort of showing it to a production company and they picked it up and it was suddenly all over the world.
So Bob the Builder was the first show that you ever created and it went global. That's quite an amazing thing.
It was a good one. It's a good one for the CV. It kind of opened a lot of doors, obviously. And allowed me then to, you know, start the company up, Chapman Entertainment, based in London. Fifi was my next one, which then sold all around the world, which was great, also in here in Australia. And then Rory the Racing Car, which was an idea that came to us from, by that time we were getting lots of ideas from outsiders. I saw this little germ of an idea and picked it up and worked on it for 3 years. Turned that into Rory the Racing Car. And that then sold all over the world, and now we're into a new show, Little Charlie Bear, which started on BBC in the UK back in January, and it's getting fantastic viewing figures.
I want to ask you more about that later, but I just want to ask you firstly about Bob. Like, why do you think that he was such a hit? Why has he been so successful? Even Barack Obama stole his tagline.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody was saying, well, you should ask him for royalty. I don't think so, like the most powerful man in the world. No, I mean, it was brilliant. You know, it just caught on. I think the building industry is the biggest in the world, and I think that the builders sort of embraced it, as well as the kids, and they were all dancing to the song that got to number one. And I just think it was the right timing for Bob, you know. I was just very lucky, you know, that it was so successful.
So you don't really have a theory as to why it was a hit?
I think that, I think it was, the timing was right, you know. Okay. The building industry
was the zeitgeist.
Was going through a change and, you know, in the past, certainly in the UK, there'd been a bit of a stigma attached. You know, there was the builders were sort of renowned as a lot of cowboy builders around. This was going back 20-odd years, back in the very early 80s, late 70s. And then there was a resurgence and suddenly, you know, new architecture started appearing and the whole new interiors started coming around. New magazines started appearing on the shelves. There were programs on TV where people were transforming their gardens.
Yes.
Suddenly it became quite a sexy.
Yeah, it did. You're right. All the renovation shows.
I hit it at the right time.
Now, Bob the Builder has really a lot of positive values for kids into the show, you know, built around cooperation and being part of a team. Do you consciously try to inject some positive values into your programs?
Yeah, I think on preschool shows, I mean, you know, you have a responsibility. Preschoolers, it's a very...
It's like a formative time.
Yeah, it's you know, they're growing and they're learning things at an incredible rate. They're soaking it all up like little sponges. So you have to be pretty responsible, and the broadcasters will certainly insist on it. You've got to have positive messages in there. You try and inject a little bit of educational content, but first and foremost, it's got to be entertaining.
Yeah. And once you come up with the concept for a show like that, you then have to be prepared to hand it over to, you know, other writers and producers. Is it hard to give up control of a character that you've created like Bob?
Well, Bob is my first one, so obviously I had to, you know, make a decision, and it was a good decision to let it go to a company that had a lot of experience. But when I started my company, then obviously you're in total control, and you know, we went about finding the right team of writers, the music guys, you know, the voiceover talent to help produce those shows, and we even started our own animation studios mm-hmm. up in Manchester, so we had even greater control. And it's all paid off. You know, we've got a great team.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking to Keith Chapman. He's the creator of TV shows like Bob the Builder and Rory the Racing Car. Now, let's talk about the other two big hits you've had, Fifi and the Flower Tots. Now, where did that idea come from?
That one was a lot of mums saying to me, you know, oh, yeah, yeah, that's great, Bob, success, but I've got daughters and there's nothing out there for girls. So I started thinking about that. My wife is an artist. She's a sort of textile designer, loves drawing flowers. She's completely flower mad.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, well, that's an interesting thought. Maybe the flowers is something I could start with. And I came up with a little flower, a forget-me-not flower, because I love the size and the color of it. And I thought that would be quite nice, you know, a forget-me-not that forgets a lot.
Yeah.
Like preschoolers do. They forget where they put the socks. and I thought that would be quite funny. So Fifi came along. And then Rory, the racing car, as I say, came to me from a guy who used to work in the motor racing industry. Dave Jenkins came in to me with this idea. I think at the time it was a Riley the racing car, and he was green like a frog.
All right.
So you know that changed.
He had to be red, of course.
Yeah, he had to be red, and of course he then had all these new friends. And then we set it at this amazing racetrack. And that really took off very well. It became very popular here in Australia. And Rory's even been appearing at the Melbourne Grand Prix over the last couple of years,
is
which was
right?
great.
Okay. So is there any kind of formula that goes into creating these shows? You know, things you've got to have a little checklist. We need X, Y, and Z to make this work.
I think that the most important thing is, you know, coming up with the characters, the design of the characters that... You know, children have got to fall in love with. They've got to love that character. They've got to feel safe with him or her. And
yep.
So the design aesthetic is really important.
Mm.
Then obviously you're looking for an original sort of storyline or an idea, which is difficult to find, you know, because most things have been done.
Mm.
So you're always looking for something slightly different. And then, of course, then every other aspect of it comes into play, you know, the animation quality has to be just right. The music has to be really catchy and something that kids will really remember and dance to. And then the voice talent, you know, the scripts, obviously, the script writing. There's every aspect of it is crucial. Not one part of it can be lacking in quality.
Mm.
But you know, and then with a little bit of luck, you need that little tiny bit of luck. It sort of captures the children's imagination, and they all start watching it, and the word spreads.
Mm. I mean, obviously, the positive side of working children's television is that, you know, it can be so engaging and, as you said, so captivating for children. Of course, the flip side is that there is a perception that, you know, among parents and educators that TV is bad for kids, or that, you know, kids watch too much TV. What's your view on that?
Well, I would say, you know, use common sense. I mean, I've had three boys and, you know, I've got a lot of friends with children. And it's basically you just use common sense. You don't let them watch too much TV. I think it's a mistake. I don't agree with the point that, you know, you should ban all TV for preschoolers. I think that would be incredibly fanatical and harsh because it's such great things to watch and kids can get a good deal out of watching those shows, you know.
Mm.
They, you know, a lot of them are very educational and have positive values which kids soak up. So it's a good thing. But I think it's in moderation. It's like your mum says, you know, and granny says, everything in moderation. And just watch, the parents will choose the right things for their children to watch.
Yeah.
But just not too much of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost, I mean, programs for preschool is almost better quality than programs for adults because
yeah.
there seems to be a lot more care put into them. Now, the downside, of course, to some of these fabulous programs for parents, again, is the relentless merchandising. You can't get a pair of pajamas or a toothbrush these days that doesn't feature Dora or Bob or the Wiggles. I mean, is that just a necessary part of the production process these days?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, Disney have taught everybody that you know, that's the way. It's the only way you can sustain a business. Otherwise, we'd all be going bankrupt. We can't make these shows purely on... you know, goodwill and borrowing money from people. That money's got to be paid back, and you can't pay it back by the money that you make on broadcasting fees. So you need extra income, and it has to be. You know, I mean, I don't have any problems with it. I think that as long as you are open about it and your creativity in that area, in the commercial area, is as high as the shows themselves. A great deal of thought goes into it.
I guess that's probably the issue, that sometimes the products themselves, I'm not talking about your products, but the, you know, if the products are junk, but the kids just want them because they've got that certain character on them,
yeah,
that can be frustrating for parents.
Yeah, of course,
you know.
And things break and you know, yeah, frustrating. But, you know, we certainly try. We work very closely with our commercial partners and, you know, we are very strict on it, and we want the toys or whatever to be an extension of that character and to enable the child to carry on with the role play, because the child does, you know, when he switches off the TV, he or she wants to be able to carry on with that character, playing with that character. So, you know, it's a good thing. It happens through every aspect of product, you know, design. Adults do it with, you know, Nike products, Adidas products. It's just part of the world we live in, and I think I don't have a problem with it if it helps to pay for the shows, and we're very responsible. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to make another series of that show, for instance. So we couldn't sustain that brand.
Sure. Tell us about the new show, Little Charlie Bear. What's unique about that?
Now, Little Charlie Bear is a beautiful new show that has just started in the UK and just here on ABC 2. It's at 6:15 every evening, and it's going fantastically well. Children are really embracing him. He's a little bear that lives in his own world with his toy box, and it's all about the thought behind it is, it's amazing what you can do with your imagination. It actually came to us from, I got involved in this by yet another builder, believe it or not. This was my builder, Barry the Builder, not Bob the Builder, but he is a real guy who phoned me and said he had this guy who had this concept, and he was a bit down in the dumps because nobody was picking it up, and he didn't know what to do with it. So, of course, he suggested he send it to me. So I basically, on this one, I'd like to say I discovered it rather than
created it.
But we got involved. We loved it so much. We saw the animation clip, which was astonishing, and we helped then to develop it, and we funded it to bring it to the screen. And it's fabulous. It's done by Annex Studios over at Pinewood in London. It's Pixar quality animation for TV budget money. Obviously, we have a fraction of the money that the big movies have, but they've managed to equal that fabulous quality. And he's a wonderful little character. Goes off, uses his imagination to go off into an adventure using props from his toy box. And it encourages children to interact with Charlie. He's a very funny character who uses his emotions and his personality. He doesn't talk to engage with the narrator, and the kids are encouraged to sort of act out Charlie's imaginations using creativity and activity. You know, we're getting the kids to get up and move around and take part in Charlie's imagination, which I think is a really important thing as well, for young children.
Yeah, no, it sounds like fun. All right, well, thanks for telling us a little bit about it. It's been nice to talk to you today and pick your brain a little bit about what makes good children's TV.
It's been a pleasure to be on. I'm here in Sydney. I'm loving being over in Australia. We love coming over here every year, and And thank you very much for having me on.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's Keith Chapman. He's the creator and co-creator of children's programs like Bob the Builder, Roaring the Racing Car and Fifi and the Flower Tots. The new show, Little Charlie Bear, screens on ABC2 during Giggle and Hoot at 6:15.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.